Philip Hughes said, "Prayer is indeed a mystery, but it is stressed over and over again in the New Testament as a vital prerequisite for the release and experience of God's power. It is true that it is God who delivers, and that God stands in no need of human prayers before he can act on behalf of his afflicted children and servants. Yet there is the manward as well as the Godward aspect of such deliverance, and the manward side is summed up in the duty of Christians to intercede in prayer. Human impotence casts itself at the feet of divine omnipotence. Thus, dear friend, the duty of prayer is not a modification of God's power, but a glorification of it." My beloved, this is Daniel White III with the Prayer Motivator Minute, number 929, here to remind you that there is still great power in prayer to God Almighty in the holy name of the Lord Jesus Christ. Our prayer motivator verse from the Word of God today is Psalm 34:6, which says, "This poor man cried, and the Lord heard him and saved him out of all his troubles." And dear friends, our prayer motivator quote today is from Steve Schwartz. He said, "Trials keep us from becoming complacent about our loving God and Savior when we are forced to our knees and the tears won't stop. It is only then that our communion with our God is the purest. Trials drive us to run boldly to the throne of grace, to the safety of being on our faces in the presence of God, and to spend time in deep communion with God. When we are hurting, we don't suffer as much from weak, shallow, and meaningless minutes with the Lord. We learn to relish and anticipate hours with God. The experience of communion and intimate fellowship with God is the very depiction of joy." Shall we pray? Holy Father God, we praise you and we thank you for this short time together to be reminded and to be motivated, if you will, Lord, to pray. And Holy Father God, help us to pray now. Help us to pray without ceasing. And Lord, we thank you for hearing and answering our prayers in the past. We pray that you will continue to do so now and in the future until you come. In Jesus Christ's name we pray and for his sake. Amen. Now, beloved, if you're listening today and you have never trusted Jesus Christ as your Lord and Savior, here's how you can be saved today. First, accept the fact that you are a sinner and that you have broken God's law. The Bible says in Romans 3:23, "For all have sinned and come short of the glory of God." Second, accept the fact that there is a penalty for sin. The Bible states in Romans 6:23, "For the wages of sin is death." We die physically because of sin, and our bodies are buried in a grave because of sin. But we also die spiritually because of sin and go to a place called hell if we never trust Jesus Christ, God's gift to the world, as our Savior. That leads me to my third point. Accept the fact, dear friend, that you are on the road to hell. Jesus Christ said in Matthew 10:28 himself, "And fear not them which kill the body, but are not able to kill the soul, but rather fear him which is able to destroy both soul and body, in hell. Also, the Bible states in Revelation 21:8, but the fearful and unbelieving, and the abominable, and murderers, and whoremongers, and sorcerers, and idolaters, and all liars, shall have their part in the lake which burneth with fire and brimstone, which is the second death. Now, dear friend, this is bad news, but you will be glad to know I have some good news for you. Jesus Christ said it himself in John 3:16, for God so loved the world that he gave his only begotten Son, that whosoever believeth in him should not perish but have everlasting life. Just believe in your heart that Jesus Christ died for your sins, was buried, and rose from the dead by the power of God for you, so that you can live forever with him. Pray and ask him to come into your heart to save your soul today, and he will save you. Romans 10:9-13 says that if thou shalt confess with thy mouth the Lord Jesus, and shalt believe in thine heart that God hath raised him from the dead, thou shalt be saved. For with the heart man believeth unto righteousness, and with the mouth confession is made unto salvation. For the scripture saith, whosoever believeth on him shall not be ashamed. For there is no difference between the Jew and the Greek. There is no difference between the black and the white, the red and the yellow. For the same Lord over all is rich unto all that call upon him. For whosoever shall call upon the name of the Lord shall be saved. Until next time, my beloved, please remember, pray, think, do. God bless you.